You're listening to SBS News. How would you manage when trying to pronounce the names of these schoolboys?
Hi, my name is Edramuni Amrasekara. I am 13 years old and I'm from Sri Lanka.
Hi, my name is Shayan Dalit Shahi.
My name is Gerald Brannock. I'm 13 years old and my last name is Irish.
My name is Reni Zhu.
To University of Wollongong Management Professor Mario Fernando, first impressions count. And he says if you mispronounce a name when you meet someone, you run the risk of making a terrible impression.
The first contact you make is flawed if the name is not pronounced correctly.
Lucy Zelich's efforts to correctly pronounce football player names on SBS's World Cup coverage has sparked a debate about how to say people's names. But she says she has no doubt about whose pronunciation is best used.
You're not pronouncing it for anybody other than the nation that you're covering, and out of respect to them, you're pronouncing it for them. So when I have had Colombians, for example, write to me and say, I've been living in Australia for 37 years and constantly having my name mispronounced has always been a difficulty for me.
University of Melbourne linguistics professor Nick Tiberger says he agrees. He says people should simply make an effort to get the pronunciation correct.
If a sports announcer is announcing players that we've never heard of anyway, why not use their names properly and then we'll all learn how to say their names properly? I don't understand what the issue is. I'd like my name to be said properly. I'm sure everybody wants their name to be said the way that they say it. So where's the problem?
Financial advisor Louis Kresch says the controversy stirred up over Lucy Zelich has resonated with him. He says when he was growing up, people really struggled to say his name correctly.
Really did resonate with me, and I know it would have resonated with a lot of my friends and my family that also have, you know, non-English names. Louis has been a lot easier for people to pronounce, and throughout high school and uni I was going by Louis.
Mr. Kresch says the mispronunciations were a minor irritation for him, and while other people anglicised their names, he was adamant he would not. He says making an effort to get the pronunciation correct is a sign of respect.
Look, I think it's paying respect to that person's culture. We're all proud Australians, but we're all obviously proud of our heritage if we come from another country. And it's just acknowledging that person's culture and paying respect to it if you can make an effort to pronounce it.
Greg Diet, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.